Good afternoon. My name is Andre, and I will switch the gears a little bit here. I will talk a little bit more about applied science. I'm going to be short. I know people want to gamble, drink some beers. So I'm going to try to be quicker that today. So I'm going to talk about the development of a nitrogen fertilizer management for cabbage production in Southeast U.S., and this is a project in collaboration between University of Georgia and University of Florida. So most of the cabbage production in the Southeast U.S. is located in Georgia and Florida. I would say about 60% of these productions are in those two states. So in Florida, we have basically the production located in the north portion of the state, while in Georgia is in the south portion of the state, as you guys can see in those graphs here. Those are the counties where we have most of the production. Northeast, Florida is the highest production in the state, while Southwest Georgia is the highest production in this state. However, our growers have to deal with some challenges there, and this challenge is primarily associated with the irrigation type that we have. So in Florida, we have a seepage irrigation in bare ground, and in Georgia, we have a sprinkler irrigation also in bare ground. Those two irrigation systems are combined with sandy soils in both locations, and with the frequency of heavy rainfall events that we have during this cabbage seasons, it's induced soil nutrient leaching, particularly nitrogen. So growers have been concerned with about yield, and what they do, they increase their fertilizer application and use nitrogen or fertilizer application as an insurance to guarantee yield. However, there is no study that have been proving that if they increase those nitrogen rates, we'll get better yields. And the recommendations from both states are 170 pounds of nitrogen per acre. So the goal of my study there was to identify different nitrogen fertilizer strat that can reduce fertilizer rates while sustain cabbage yield. I would say that I put an objective and the final goal because I want to bring this information for the grower, and our focus here is to mitigate the nitrogen fertilizer rates without impact cabbage yield. Because we have been seeing an increase in cost of fertilizer and also going to increase the cost of production for the growers. So we did 4 years of research trials. The first 2 years, in 2016 and 2017, it was developed in Hastings, which is the Hastings Agricultural Extension Center from the University of Florida. We had a sandy soil there with seepage irrigation, and we did a high population planting there with 21,780 plants per hacre. This is a spacing of 8 inches per plant in row spacing. The second 2 years, this was developed in Tifton, Georgia at the Horticultural Research Farm. It was 2018 and 2019. There we have a loam sand soil. We have an overhead irrigation in bare soil. And our plant population was lower than in Florida. It was 14,520 plants per acre. And the spacing between plants was 12 inches. Our treatments consisted in a two-factorial where we have variety and fertilize. So the first factor was our varieties, where we have the common varieties for both states, which is Capture, Cheers, Bravo, Ramada, Bruno, and Bronco. While our factor two was fertilizer rate. Fertilizer, the first treatment was the recommendation, 170 pounds of nitrogen per acre, and the other two treatments were a higher fertilizer rate, which is 225 and 280 pounds per acre. This gave us a total of 18 treatments from all the combinations, which were randomized in a completely block design with 4 replications. Our measurements were total yield in the end of the seasons, where we separated in marketable yield with heads had were heavier than 2 pounds, or unmarketable yield with heads lower than 2 pounds. In addition, we also measured the quality of those heads, which was head height, head width, core height, and core width. And all of this data from the 4 years were compiled, and we used the mixed procedures in the PROC-GLIMIX in the SAS. I should say that we don't have the trial in one single year for both locations, so there was no way for us to compare locations. So we separated and analyzed it by locations. However, we could use year as a repeated measurement, and this we could account the effects of weather conditions in our trial. And this will be important for us when we're going to talk about the effect of fertilizer in those sandy soils. So keep it in mind that that was how we analyze our data. So let's go to the results. First, I will show you the ANOVA table, so we're going to get an idea of what is going on. So here we have the ANOVA table for Florida, where we have our sources, year, variety, nitrogen rate, and their interactions, and each of the variable response that we analyze. What I want you guys to pay attention here is that nitrogen rate only interact with year, while variety, there was no interactions, and thus the main effect of variety, and year as well. So you're going to see here that nitrogen rate impact total yield, marketable yield, but also head weight in when it was interacted with year. And this will be important later when we discuss each of those results. Moving on for Georgia, we see that there is no interactions for nitrogen rate for any variable response that we saw. However, there was the main effect of variety and year. So let's talk about the effect of cabbage in variety right now. So there was no interaction for variety with year or nitrogen rate or even the three-way interactions. So we found that for Florida, it was pretty straightforward. We have total yield and marketable yield significant. We found that Cheers variety was the highest one. As you can see here, we have just A and Bs. And then with 52,000 pounds of total yield for Florida. In Georgia, it was a little bit more mixed on those varieties. We have best variety were Ramada and Bronco, but there was no significant difference from Cheers, Bruno, and Bravo for total yield, and similar response were measured for marketable yield. So basically, Cheers was a variety that stand well for total and marketable yield in two locations. However, Ramada and Bronco could be used for the Georgia growers. Moving on, I would like to talk about the effect of the interactions that we found between fertilizer, nitrogen rate, and year. But before I talk about that, I should emphasize that in the Florida, this was only measured in Florida, and then we have two distinct seasons in Florida. In 2016, we accumulate 10 inches of rain, while in 2017 was 2 inches of rain, and this impact our nitrogen treatments. Why? Because we induced leaching during this point. So we have this table here. We have the interaction year by nitrogen rate for total yield and for marketable yield. So when we analyze the effect of year within our nitrogen rates here, we could see that 2017 performed well, much better than in 2016. And this was because we could control our irrigation. We have no rainfall to induce leaching. But when we analyze the opposite here, and this was regardless of nitrogen rate, but when we analyze here the effect of fertilizer rate within year, we could see that 2016, regardless of the nitrogen rate we applied, there was no difference, which indicate that if we apply 280 pounds per acre, we're going to have the difference here, which is 90 pounds of nitrogen per acre, lost to the environment. And that's what we want to show here. But when we had a dry year, although I didn't run a regression here, we could see an increase in nitrogen in yield with 100 from the lower rate of recommendation, 170 pounds per acre to 280. But 225 pounds per acre was not different from the highest nitrogen rate, which indicate even if you are applying more nitrogen, don't go more than 225 pounds per acre, otherwise you're going to induce leaching. On the other hand, when we analyze the data for Georgia, we have almost 21 inches of rainfall in 2018 and almost 8 inches of rain in 2019, which also inducing nitrogen leaching. So there was no significant difference between treatments. So what we got from this information is that growers can pop up or can raise their fertilizer rates, but don't go further than 225 pounds per acre. So moving on, I just will show you the effect of varieties and nitrogen on our head quality, where we have also tiers, but now bronchial showing higher height on the heads, and then tiers also keep the width better, and then some cores, there were not much difference between those varieties. And I would just like to emphasize those two varieties here. Similar were for Georgia, where we have tiers performed better, but there was no significant between among varieties for head height, but there were for width here. We have bronco cheers always being present in the top varieties, regardless of variable response we are evaluating. And what was interesting here is that for the head height, we have interaction again between year and fertilizer rates for Florida. And remember the rainfall event, the rainfall accumulation. I always keep here. And now once again, when we have the effect of year within nitrogen rates, 2017 performed better than 2016. But when we analyze the effect of nitrogen rate within each year, we saw no significant difference for 2016, but an increase in head height with the increase in nitrogen applications. And although I did not do a correlation between yield and head height, I can assume that when you have a higher height of a head, you're going to have higher yields. So in conclusion, what I would say here is that rainfall event played an important part on the cabbage production and fertility strategy for Southeast U.S. Florida had a higher yield with a higher fertilizer rates, where 280 pounds of nitrogen had higher yield, but there was no significant between 225 in drier years. High rainfall events can induce soil nitrogen leaching, but still higher fertilized nitrogen rate that growers have been using will not increase yield. And we see the sites that we have from the future of our study is that maybe the strategy for us to investigate is the time, the application timing for cabbage production, because what we did in this study was we did a pre-planting application 30 days after planting and 50 days after planting in both locations for the 4 years. And I think that if we identify the point that we can supply the nitrogen at the best timing, not at pre-planting, but when cabbage is requiring it the most, will be the key point for reduce fertilizer application and increase our nitrogen use efficiency. So this is the focus that we are moving on right now. With that, I would like to thank the University of Florida, the IFAS, University of Georgia. They support, both universities support this work, and I'm open for any questions if I have time or not.
One question. Have you tried lower rates in a dry year?
No, we never try lower rates in dry year, mostly because we have sandy soils, and in the case of Florida, we have seepage irrigation. We're going to induce leaching even with seepage. And bare soils as well in Georgia, where we have the sprinkler irrigation, we're going to induce leaching as well. In Georgia, the cabbage production, I would say it's 50% overhead with bare soil and 50% drip irrigation. On drip irrigation, where you can fertigate it, we have tried lower nitrogen rates, and we got better yields. But if you do it in the bare soil, you will not achieve higher yields. All right.